WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're stuck on an emotional roller coaster with no off switch? You know that feeling when stress hits and suddenly everything feels overwhelming or joy bursts through and you can barely contain yourself. We all experience it. Life throws curveballs our way, from big surprises to everyday annoyances, and our emotions often react like a wild pendulum swinging between extremes. But here's the good news. Mastering your emotions isn't about becoming emotionless. It's about becoming the captain of your emotional ship. This is Daily Stoic Power, and I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, here to help you navigate life with more control, calm, and clarity. Today, we're diving deep into a powerful tool, emotional regulation. It's not just some fancy psychology term. It's about gaining the skills to understand, manage, and ultimately, harness your emotions for good. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions as a garden. You wouldn't let weeds run rampant, would you? No, you'd cultivate, prune, and nurture the flowers that bring beauty and joy. Emotional regulation is about doing the same with our feelings. It's about identifying what triggers those intense reactions, understanding why we feel certain ways, and learning strategies to respond in a healthy, balanced way. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become the master gardener of your emotional landscape. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step to mastering your emotions is awareness. Pay attention to how your body feels when you experience different emotions. Is your heart racing? Do you feel tense? Does your stomach clench? Recognizing these physical cues can be a game changer. Think of it like emotional GPS. It helps you pinpoint where you are emotionally and allows you to navigate better. 2. Label your emotions. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Dig deeper. Are you feeling anxious, frustrated, sad, disappointed? Being specific about your emotions helps you understand them better and communicate them more effectively. It's like putting a name on that messy feeling. Suddenly, it feels less overwhelming. 3. Challenge your thoughts. Our thoughts often fuel our emotions. When you feel overwhelmed by negative emotions, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Challenging your negative thought patterns can help shift your emotional state. It's like taking a mental step back and seeing the bigger picture. 4. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. It's like hitting the pause button on that emotional roller coaster ride. 5. Find healthy outlets. We all need healthy ways to release stress and process emotions. This could be through exercise, creative expression, spending time in nature, or talking to a trusted friend or therapist. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. It's like giving yourself permission to feel, express, and release those emotions in a healthy way. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic during rush hour. Your mind starts racing with thoughts about being late, missing an important meeting, or all the other things that could go wrong. You start feeling anxious, frustrated, maybe even a little angry. But here's where emotional regulation comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings. Yes, I'm feeling frustrated right now. Instead of letting anger take over, shift your focus. Listen to your favorite music, call a friend, or simply observe the world around you. You might even notice some beautiful clouds or interesting architecture. Finding small moments of joy can help turn that frustrating situation into a chance for mindfulness. Remember, mastering your emotions is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. But by implementing these strategies, you'll gradually become more aware of your emotional landscape, learn to navigate it with grace, and ultimately, live a richer, more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Start cultivating that garden of emotions today. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who are mastering their emotional lives one day at a time. Don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Power and join us tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and practical wisdom. Until then, stay calm, stay strong, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.